Seek knowledge. Muhammad brought a message of light and guidance that encouraged scientific advancement and the development of civilization. It commenced from a divine revelation that had begun with the word reed. Within decades, it revolutionized knowledge and all types of sciences in Arabia and the whole world. The words read, think, learn, observe, explore, understand, ponder, contemplate, see, and reflect are frequently mentioned in the Quran. Indeed, in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and in the alteration of the night and the daylight are signs of God's creative power for those of understanding and discretion. The ones who remember Allah, the Lord of all beings, with reverence while standing and while sitting and while lying on their sides, and who reflect on the creation of the heavens and the earth and say, "Our Lord, you have not created all this in vain. Exalted are you, then protect us from the punishment of the fire." The Quran, chapter 3, verses 190 to 191. And in the earth there are wondrous, incredible signs, indicating the presence of God, and in yourselves there are similar signs. Can you not then see? The Quran, chapter 51, verses 20 to 21. Muhammad added value to people's lives by encouraging them to learn and seek useful knowledge. He urged his companions to utilize knowledge for the well-being of humanity and to not cause mischief on the earth. He linked that to God's pleasure when he said, "That who follows a way for acquiring knowledge, God facilitates a way for him to paradise." Sahih Muslim 871, 2699. For many centuries, Muslim scientists were the frontiers in pure and applied sciences. Arabic, the language of the Quran, became the language of sciences that were taught in full-fledged universities, granting degrees in chemistry, mathematics, calculus, medicine, astronomy, geography, engineering, art, and literature. Some researchers acknowledge the truth that the Western civilization relied primarily on the Islamic civilization. Without it, the Western civilization would need at least 500 years to accomplish what it has already achieved.